One more item. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner, broken down heating system, broken down washer dryer, broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, you can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than $1 a day. 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168.
Kyle Reiner and Mel Brooks.
Ladies and gentlemen, David, as you know, tax time is soon upon us, and very fortunate to have secured the services of one of the great tax men in this country, Mr. Philip J. Hanker. Mr. Hanker.
How do you do?
I'm sure you'll find Mr. Hanker's tax talk very, very edifying.
Oh, good. Can I be edified over there?
We'd prefer.
Thank you.
Mr. Hanker,
I know his face.
Hi, this is Tom Dreesen. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Sir, it's always been stated that you can't beat death and taxes. You've obviously done very well with this $1.40 at beating taxes.
Yes, doing very well with taxes.
I would like to know, sir, what unusual... $1.40, is that possible? You can't beat death and taxes, know that.
We're working on death now. You can go on to the next
trying to find out how you get to this $1.40. What unusual deductions do you take?
I deduct my wife.
Well, everybody deducts their wife as an exemption.
Not as an exemption.
Well, as a deduction.
Not as a deduction.
And what?
As a depreciation.
You depreciate your wife?
I depreciate my wife.
Well, how can you do...
You depreciate your car, don't you?
It's different.
It gets a wrinkle in the fender, your wife gets a wrinkle in the nose, you deduct...
No, you can't. No,
you can do that.
No, I don't think
Listen,
so.
Listen, I'm deducting $300.
For what?
For my wife's diet. She lost 30 pounds. I'm taking off $300 for my wife's diet.
That's $10 a pound, sir.
Right.
Can you take off $10?
You think $10 a pound is out of line? $1.75 for the price of ground chuck? You think $10 for the price of white?
No, well, that's...
It's a woman. It's a lovely thing.
Yes.
Listen, the government has deprived me of 30 pounds of happiness, of clutching. Where is it? It's not there.
I see. That's not the government.
I'm clutching nothing.
Robertson, along with Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen, as we continue our tribute to the life and legacy of Carl Reiner. Carl Reiner, Emmy Award-winning writer, producer, director, creator of The Dick Van Dyke Show, one of the original writers for Sid Caesar, and your show of shows, and a man who continued to leave his mark on comedy and remain relevant up until the very end. Later on in this segment, we will hear from comedy historian Jeff Abraham. We'll also hear from Eileen Graff, Loretta Swit, Moosey Dreyer, and a few other surprises. Carl Reiner passed away this past Monday, June 29th, at the age of 98. If people didn't know this already, it is, I think it's become public knowledge right now, about just how close Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks were to each other. And I cannot remember how many messages on social media not only extended their condolences to the Reiner family immediately, but also to Mel, because for Mel Brooks, losing Carl is like losing an appendage.
The two of them would get together every night and watch Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And even during the stay-at-home order, they would go on Zoom together and watch Jeopardy.
Yeah.
You know, so they always had that. I heard they did not watch sports together. But they would watch, you know, they would watch other, you know, more entertainment stuff. But yeah, I think there was an issue with them watching sports together. But it was, and both of them, I think, were big baseball fans.
I think they were both I think they're both Dodger fans. Yeah,
but they could not watch sports together. But they would watch Jeopardy together, which I thought was so cool. And by the way, yeah, the service also comes out in the Dick Van Dyke Show in flashbacks.
Yeah,
Rob Petrie was in special services, and that's how he and Laura meet. So, you know, so all of that was great fodder for the show. But, his work with Mel Brooks on The 2,000-Year-Old Man.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks has all the funny lines. but you really have to appreciate the job of the straight man.
Mm-hmm.
Who, first of all, working off of Mel Brooks and not cracking up.
Yeah.
I mean, he should get a medal for that. You know, to do this as a bit that they did at parties for 10 years.
Yeah.
That was just like their regular routine, and it was made up on the spot. And I forgot who it was. Was it George Burns? Well, George Burns said, "You guys need to put this on a record, or I'm going to steal it."
Cary Grant, I understand, was very instrumental in getting them to record it. And Cary Grant turned out to be their number one unofficial distributor. And Carl tells this story in one of his books about how, you know, Cary would come by the office and say, "I would love another one of those albums." I don't do impressions. That's a terrible Cary Grant. But next thing they know, Grant goes to the UK and he gifts one of the 2000-Year-Old Man albums to the Queen. And the next time he sees Carl, he says, "You know, you and Mel are very big at Buckingham Palace." And Carl says, "What do you mean?" He says, "I played your album for the Queen." So, and because it started off as a routine that they would do to private parties and had a lot of Yiddish humor and so forth, Carl was not sure how well it would play in front of a large general audience. And when he found out that Cary Grant played their album in front of the Queen of England, Carl said, "Well, that answers any questions about Yiddish humor and white and acceptance of that." So,
yeah, you listen to the album now, and I have two of them on CD. I mean, it is timeless. It is hysterically funny. The idea that these guys made it up, and again, you know, Carl Reiner playing straight, just doing the interview and asking questions of Mel Brooks. It's amazing. And you know that, you know, in the vaudeville days, the straight man was always paid higher than the comic relief, mm-hmm. just because of the challenge of the job. But just to be able to do that was hysterical and such a simple idea. And Mel Brooks coming up with these crazy answers of history.
That was a friendship that everyone should have a friend like that in their lives.
Yeah. In honor of Carl Reiner, As it happened, he died late Monday night, like everybody else. Tuesday morning, I woke up to this. And in honor of Carl Reiner and the 2000-Year-Old Man, when I went, I had to go shopping that day. I bought two nectarines. and if you don't know what we're talking about, folks, listen to the 2000-Year-Old Man.
They did an animated.
Yes, they did. You put that up on as mental.
It's on my Facebook page, and I have it on my blog as well. And it was, you know, basically animating one of the albums.
Yeah.
It would be the arrival of the 2000-Year-Old Man, the interviewer interviewing him, and then it kind of just fades into the historical events that he was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, just such a wonderful bit.
45 years of the Rockford Files, revised. Third edition, The Complete History of the Rockford Files on Television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 years of the Rockford Files, available now at rockford45.com, rockford45.com. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.